Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. I am truly thanked because of the performance of the coordinators of the function. I don't know whether I will be able to match up with them or not. They are too good and too reliable. And this function of teenage boy's voice, I was informed by the coordinators. That is such a novel and wonderful concept. Vedic OSS for inspiration, culture and education. Is that right? And so many types are there. Corporate voice, and girl's voice, and boy's voice, and teenage boy's voice. And there are so many varieties of concepts which have come out of the brains of the wonderful devotees at ISKCON Pune. And it makes us feel truly proud that you all are part of this wonderful organization for boys. And I am also feeling very proud and very honored to be here on the first Teenage Boys Voice Annual Award Ceremony, because I am truly inspired, which is one of the major purposes of voice, inspiration, to see this wonderful, creative, innovative concept of bringing the young boys into Krishna consciousness. When we were young, there were a lot of noises there inside. Shanti. One of the words was Shanti, right? Sadhana, Shanti, Puja, Arati. So, when we were young and we were brought into Krishna consciousness, there was no training program. We were just straight pushed into water and somehow we learned swimming. But in today's times, every step in Krishna consciousness is under a beautifully planned training program. And I would like to explain to you that if there is no training in Krishna consciousness, what actually happens to life of a young boy? When I was introduced to Krishna consciousness when I was a medical student, I had a very close friend of mine and we appeared together into the IIT JEE. We both of us here, and he went to IIT, I went to Bombay for medicine. And we were so thick friends that every evening almost we were together, taking dinner at each other's houses, having fun, watching television, watching movies and going out on seashore. And he was like always pushing me to smoke cigarettes and to some nonsense which I was not very interested into, but I was pushed into for some time. And at a particular time when I was very close to him, I was introduced to Dayana Prabhu by him, who was the IIT medical IIT student in IIT Bombay, already studying into computer science, B.Tech. And I was very impressed by him, and there were a few other devotees who were doing M.Tech and B.Tech there in the hostel number 8. And they would always take me and discuss with me the philosophy of quantum physics. It was very bumper for me that time, but now I understand gradually. Believe me, this friend of mine who introduced me to Dayaram Prabhu went straight on left direction. Started taking charas first, then started taking brown sugar, and he was thrown out of IIT because of repeated exam failures. Then he was on the road. Then he stole all the ornaments of his mother, silver pots of his mother. He showed gun to his father and he took money from him every week to smoke his brown sugar. And at the age of 35, he died. This is a true story of my life. That was a friend of mine who actually introduced me to a devotee, because of which I could take up Krishna consciousness very seriously. In spite of my earnest efforts, he didn't take up Krishna consciousness. He did not chant Hare Krishna. And this is what happened to his life. And today, by the grace of Srila Prabhupada, by the grace of my Gurudev, I am serving in Bhaktivedanta Hospital in the holy dham of Vrindavan, Darsana. I thank Prabhupada, Gurudev and the devotees at Dayaram Prabhu so much from my heart because they trained me in Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, today I would be also smoking somewhere on the road, brown sugar, intravenously, having HIV positive, spoiling my whole life, rotting in the material world, suffering like anything. This is the fact. Because I am not a great saint coming from heavenly abode. These temptations today in the world are so deep and so grave and so intense. It's very difficult for a young, teenage, delicate person to avoid it unless he is protected by the coverings of Krishna consciousness training. That is why I want to assure all the parents over here who are sitting that maybe some parents will worry that maybe my son will become a brahmachari. I am investing too much money on him. I have dreams for him. I want him to become a CEO of some dynamic company, international, multinational company. Maybe I want him to become a rich man, an educated man, qualified person, respectable person. And here he is getting very close to brahmacharis in his ISKCON Pune under guidance Pranishan Prabhu. Maybe he'll shave off his head, change his hairstyle, and join the ashram. What about my dreams? This is one side of story. But we don't know actually what are we saving our children from when they are associating with these wonderful devotees who are running voice institution. And sometimes when they meet brahmacharis, hear their classes and get inspired. This world, yesterday we were discussing in our doctor's meeting, that the world is sinking not year by year. The world is sinking today day by day. What is happening in the world today, we cannot imagine. I don't want to discuss over here, but it will spoil the whole taste of this wonderful program. But I'll tell you one small story, which can be a representative story of all the other millions of stories that are happening every moment today in our life, in our neighborhood, in our building, in our society, in our area, in our community, in our friend circle, everywhere. There was one girl who was in 9th standard, stays in my colony, and she became pregnant. She was in Dalmia school. So mother is a principal of some other school. Imagine what was her condition. She is from Brahmin family from UP. So she went to police station straight and complained that I want to find the culprits. So this girl was brought to police station. She is 2 months pregnant, Mr. Phillips. The police in their own style interrogating the girl. And the girl somehow felt that I must do the ritual. I cannot get out of it. So lo and behold, she comes back. She goes to this her colony, comes back to police station with 8 boys, and she says that it could be any one of them. Such a shocking news. Mother comes to ISKCON Mira Road temple regularly to have darshans and aartis, but there is no training given at home and anywhere else. There is no voice institution. And neither the child is interested into it. And the result is that there is not one boy, there are 8 boys whom she regularly has relationships. I don't want to go into more details of the story and either tell you more stories are like that. But we are saving our children from such events that could happen to you and me also. Please do not think that because we have taken up Krishna consciousness as parents and we have given birth to children, our children are foolproof, no? They are fully immunized against all these vices. No, they are living in this material world which is very fast sinking into the deep hands of Maya. And also we were discussing yesterday in the doctor's meeting how much we are protected. We don't even know so many more things that are happening in the material world. And this is what we are saved from. So I want to assure all the parents that feel yourself fortunate. I wanted to get training before I got married, but somehow there was no training available. It is the best thing for a young boy or a young girl to get training into the science of bhakti, to get training into science of controlling our senses, to get training into how to conduct ourselves in society, how to become well-behaved, well-mannered personality, how to lead our life, how to have wonderful thought process, how to have vision, how to have intellectual understanding of life before entering into a responsible life. And today it is available. No parent should hesitate to send our children to such programs. These devotees who are working hard, look at the energy that they must have put into planning this program. The script that they must have thought of speaking and writing and performing. Look at the talent that we bring produced over here. Unless we do this, how would we know that devotees' children have so much of talents? There's a stage produced for, provided for them. So these young people who are grihasthas for putting their brains into something that they are actually making the nation. They're not making a village or a state, they are making a nation. Because the nation is dependent upon all this youth. This youth is going to be tomorrow some ministers, some leaders, some institution heads who will move the world. And if some of these youths who come here in ISKCON Pune, ISKCON Bombay, ISKCON Delhi, Vrindavan, if they are trained into the higher values of life, they will make our life in the future. Today's children, when they grow up, they get married, they have children, they neglect their parents. How many of you parents would like to be neglected by your children when you are old, when you are helpless, when you are invalid, when you are deceased, when you are bedridden, when you hold a stick and walk, you can't go to the toilet, you can't see, you are a cataract. We would like all our children to look after us, to take care of us. Not repay our growth and cultivation that we gave them, but we minimally, as a dignified person, expect that we would be taken care of. And they will not take care of us if they are not trained in Krishna consciousness. Today's trend is dump the parents in old age homes. Throw some money and get rid of them. And let them not interfere in our enjoying life. But Krishna conscious children will understand this, that we have received cultivation and they have grown us to this young, nice, wonderful qualifications. They have given us dignified life. In return, as a cow gives us milk, we will take care of the cow when the cow stops giving milk. Who will do this training? This training is only available in Krishna conscious movement. And this has been imparted to our children through this wonderful organization like Voice. And we have to be, instead of feeling fearful, we have to feel grateful that somebody is thinking about it. It is my duty to train my child. It is my duty to cultivate my child. Give him values. Give her values. But some other body of youngsters who are already sincere people, who are clean people, who are very well-behaved, well-mannered, well-cultured people, are thinking about my children, our children. So only thing I feel is that we should have utter gratefulness, utter gratitude in our heart. There may be fear in the mind that, oh, when my child will become a devotee, will he give up studies? Will he just do sadhvi kirtan only? Will he play only mridanga all day? Will he only go to attend mangal arati and not come back home for till lunch? Or you take last day only? Will I miss my child? Will he give me up? Will he become renounced? Many people feel like that. And it's a very valid fear. I'm not trying to say that there should not be fear like this. But I have an example of Navananda Prabhu, who is the illustrious son of Krishna Prabhu and Amrutam Mataji. So this boy, since childhood, I saw him when he was 2 months old in Pune, many, many years back. And he's so close to brahmacharis, he associates with them, takes prasad with them, goes to Mangal Arati, chants his rounds. Now he's in Seattle, USA. But he always stopped his studies, was always well behaved. He always was respectful to his parents. He studied always wonderfully, he got admission into IIT. He got always top ranks and top counts that the numbers they have, CBIs. And today he received scholarship to do his MS and PhD together in the Seattle city of USA for 5 years, fully sponsored. And there are many more students like that, but he comes on top of on my mind. So I feel that when we get wonderful Vedic training from the brains of people like Narad Muni, Vyasadev, Shukdev Muni, and many, many illustrious personalities like Kunti, Pandavas, do we get to hear about drug addiction, murders? No. We get to hear about only values. So my personal feeling is, when somebody gets training like this, I think he will become more responsible. He will get attached to Krishna, no doubt about it. His mind will be occupied by thoughts of Krishna consciousness, and which will save him from the thoughts of Maya. That is why there is nothing to fear. Our children, by the grace of Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj and Iskcon Bhagavan Acharyas and the wonderful devotees who are thinking so deeply about youngsters, children will become responsible. Initially, when they are getting into Krishna consciousness, they may get a little bit waved into Krishna conscious activities and get completely absorbed in them. But when they will settle down, they will come to their responsible understanding. They will do all their duties. They will take care of the parent nicely. Yeah. Even when they are young, not early, they will take care of the studies nicely. They will perform well in the studies. When I was studying in 3rd MBBS, I was standing 16 rounds. Everybody in the hostel was saying that, ye toh fail hone wala hai. Bro, 2 ghanta chalne hi rehta hai. Ek ek minute important hai. Medical ka padhai karne ke liye. Only 15 days are remaining for exams, 8 days are remaining for exam, last month of exam, last week of exam. Only 2-2 ghanta chanting karte. All the people who were chanting 16 rounds in my hostel, in my batch, all of them passed flying colors. All of them got admission into the MDs that they wanted to get into. The choices MDs and MS, pediatrics, orthopedics, ophthalmology, gynecology, all these top branches, top wanted branches, all over devotees like Dwarkadish Prabhu, Giriraj Prabhu, Madhavanath Prabhu, Varunthu. And look at today, I look at the history, people were criticizing us in the hostel, and today all of them are top physicians and top surgeons at Bhaktivedanta Hospital. Very, very cultured, very well mannered, very well educated, very well efficient doctors, most wanted doctors in our area, famous doctors as compassionate doctors. That's because they took up Krishna consciousness training in this one Jehu temple. So we don't have to worry. Once we get in our hearts, to our souls, wonderful Krishna consciousness training, what has to come out is only good. Because Krishna is all good. Krishna is Sachidananda. What comes from Krishna is all good. And Krishna will guide that devotee within, from within the heart, what is to be done. At times of study, these children will do studies. I have an innate conviction about this. That anybody, maybe at the rebellious teen age, comes close to Krishna, he has to be directed by Krishna from within the heart. Voice is basically made to guide the misdirected youth. Today's youth is completely misguided. You can see television, you can see what's happening in colleges, what's happening in institutions. So, voice is basically made for giving direction to misguided youth. Prabhupada said, ISKCON was made to give direction to misguided civilization. And youth is the prominent part of the civilization, which makes the future, that is tomorrow. Our children are in the hands of the material world today. When they are offered to Krishna, they will be saved from the material world, the wrath of the material world. It may be also feeling that when the rebellious youth will misbehave with the parents in a very insensitive, disrespectful manner, I'm sure voice will guide them. There will be issues because the teenage from 13 to 19, at this age there is a lot of psychological transition takes place. I did postgraduate diploma in psychological counseling and I learned a lot of things about this transitional period of adolescence. The children in this age seek guidance from somebody else other than mother and father. Now all of us parents of teenage children should accept this fact that not poke our parents of our children, not just nag them, not just force them with things, not go on instructing them the way we were instructing them under 10 years of age. Accept the fact that they need some other guidance, another shelter at this age. And these voice devotees are providing that wonderful shelter, wonderful mentorship and counseling at the time of turbulence of teenage. So even that so-called rebellious behavior at home will change in the course of time. Once we are in the hand of Radha and Krishna and the devotees of Radha and Krishna, everything in life will fall in place. So I truly, from the bottom of my heart, want to thank the devotees who are running the voice, especially for the teenage boys and girls, and want to pray for them from within my heart intensely that Sri Krishna should empower them with wonderful neural new ideas to satisfy the needs, emotional, intellectual and social and spiritual needs of these teenage boys and girls, and nourish their needs and complete their lives and make it perfect. It is Sri Krishna who will guide them within. I'm sure I'll pray to Srimati Radharani also guide them. And all the anxieties and worries that our parents of teenage boys and girls have will vanish in the course of time. That is the guarantee. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.